will say the time has not come that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai, the prophet, saying, that still puts me out of the picture, amen. I can blame it on Haggai. Hallelujah. Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses and this house lie waste? Question mark. Good question, isn't it? Seventh verse. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up the mountain, bring wood, and build a house. And I'll take pleasure in it, and I'll be glorified, saith the Lord. Verse 9. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why? Question mark. Saith the Lord of hosts. Because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man to his own house. Amen. I like to preach for a little while. There's other excerpts in Haggai, a little two-chapter book of the Old Testament that I'll probably mention. Amen. But I'd like to preach, it is time for the Lord's house to be built. Amen. Let us arise and build a house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost? Verse 19. Which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own. For you're bought with a price, therefore, just do as you please, any old thing's okay. Is that what it said? Therefore, amen, glorify God in your body. In your body. Somebody said, I wasn't at church, but my spirit was there. That's why the offering was down, too. Amen. Spirits don't finance the cause of God. Amen. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, both of them. Amen. Which are God's, both of them. Amen. Belongs to God. Amen. Yeah, let me read another one. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2. But also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. Say, what vessels are the ones to dishonor? Those that didn't show up. For one. Amen. Did you ever get a letter that said, we request the honor of your presence? Amen. God sends out a call every week. I request the honor of your presence. We got too many vessels of dishonor around the country. Amen. That's why sometimes there's empty pews. Sometimes, amen, your pew's empty. Amen. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. These what? These hindrances, these sins, these associations. Amen. These dishonoring elements. Come on. Amen. There's some examples you don't want to follow. And there are some examples you do want to follow. Hallelujah. He shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified. What's that? That means set apart for God. He already told us we belong to God. Yes. Amen. And we're to be set apart for God. Amen. And meet for the master's use. Amen. That word meet means fit for the master's use. Hallelujah. Fit for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. Amen. There's something you need to do, and it continues that chapter. Flee also youthful lust, follow after righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Amen. Foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. It'll just vacate more pews. Amen. Praise God. The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. Amen. God told Samuel, they've not rejected you, Samuel, they've rejected me. Amen. When you oppose the man of God, you're not opposing the man of God. You're not opposing the preacher, quote unquote. You're opposing God. You're in exact opposition to the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Oppose themselves. If peradventure God will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Amen. What do you do with those that oppose themselves? Just go ahead and preach the gospel to them. Treat them nice. They're already in enough trouble. They're in bad trouble already. Amen. That they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, or taken captive by him at his will. Amen. I'm preaching for a little while this morning. I'll hold you too long. As you know, I don't ever preach too long, hardly ever. Amen. That is, time-wise, I preach too long for a lot of folks when I get up. Amen. Praise God. But what they begun under Zechariah, amen, they had failed to fulfill when Haggai comes along. Amen. Nehemiah and Ezra would come along a little less than 100 years later and build the walls around Jerusalem. Amen. And teach. They'd have their own set of problems. Incidentally, if you quit going to church because you got problems, you won't never go. Because every generation got its problems. But Ezra and Nehemiah came along 100 years later. They had old Tobiah. Amen. I mean, the very God that opposed the building of the temple, they had him living in it. A little bit later on. Amen. And so every generation's got its problems. You don't tuck tail and run because the devil camps once in a while in a church pew. Bless God, you rise up on your haunches and build a house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The question is, every generation, despite its problems, has done its work for God. The men that are heroes of faith rose up above their opposition. They rose up above their problems. They rose up above their distress. Praise God. Amen. And they overcame their problems. Amen. Hallelujah. They had opposition too. Amen. They had hypocrites too to battle with. Huh? God didn't let them off on that account, did he? Amen. Just because there's a few hypocrites around, a few Tobias around, a little bit of opposition around, God didn't let us off. He didn't excuse us for shrinking back in cowardice, afraid if we'd done anything, we'd do it wrong and somebody'd talk about us. Huh? Amen. Bless your heart. We don't have any trouble today, praise God. Amen. They had trouble too. They had trouble building the temple then. They had trouble building the walls then, praise God. Amen. Verse 4, amen. Is it time for you to dwell in your sealed houses and this house lie waste? Amazing thing. They said it's not time to build a house of God, but they built their own house. Inspire the opposition. Amen. We ain't got the money to build a house of God, but boy, they got plenty of money to build our own house. We ought not to be expending all that outlay of finances in the church. It just brings a burden on the people, but they don't shrink from signing on the dotted line, amen, buying their own house. Praise God. Well, I'm talking about building the temple of God. Praise God. They had problems in building the temple. You've sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but you have not enough. Ye drink, but you're not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there's none warm. And he that earneth wages putteth it in bags with holes in it. You ever hear about inflation? Amen. Glory. Oh, yes. Amen. They had trouble building the temple then. I read to you in 2 Corinthians, praise God, about them, or 1 Corinthians, about them having trouble then, now building the temple, praise God. Paul had to preach to them a little bit. He said, "Ye don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" Amen. You say, "Well, it's my own business. I'll do what I will. I'm free, white, and 21. Amen. Don't make me a difference if you're free, black, yellow, or red and 21. It is somebody's business. It's God's business. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. How would God have us to build a house of God right now? Amen. First off, we need to get our priorities straight ourselves and realize that, amen, this building's not the house of God. We are. This building wouldn't be any good without you today. Amen. So I preach to you faithful saints of God just like I was preaching to the unfaithful. Amen. And you take a pitchfork, cast it over your shoulder unless you're tempted to be unfaithful. Amen. But I'll bounce it off of you first and hope that the message gets home after a while. I appreciate you. I appreciate your labor of love. I appreciate what you've done for God. I appreciate you being here this morning. Praise God. You are today a vessel to honor in the house of God. Amen. I appreciate that. Praise God. I haven't had anybody to preach to. God called me to preach. Amen. And you're either a vessel to honor or you're a vessel to dishonor. God is requesting whoever hears this tape, wherever this message may go, to whom it may concern, God is requesting the honor of your presence while he makes up his bride. Amen. And if we will get washed white in the blood of the Lamb, we have the grand and glorious privilege of being part and parcel of the grand old church of the living God. Raise your hand and praise Him. There's a blessing in that. Amen. What if this morning, amen, you saw instead of a beautiful stained glass window over here, amen, with a shade over it, because that evening sun comes in pretty bright, amen. What if this morning you'd have come to church and it had just been a hole in the wall? Huh? Amen. You'd have fixed it? Why would you have fixed it, Brother Ray? Amen. Because if that window's not there taking its place, it is a dishonor to this building, isn't it? Amen. Amen. What if you'd have come to church, amen, and you'd have found about two or three pews missing back through the congregation? You'd say, "What in the world happened to the pews anyway? Who stole the church pews? Who got the church pews? Who borrowed the church pews?" Amen. That empty space would have been a place of dishonor. Huh? What if you'd come to church this morning, there wouldn't have been any doors over here where doors is supposed to be. And the wind and the rain and the weather blowing in. Amen. Why? Because those doors are important to the plan and the layout of this church. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I want you to know that you are important if you consider yourself a part of the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness Church. You consider yourself a part of the body of Christ, and you've been called here. You can't never do it anymore just any old way. You can't go to church hit and miss. Amen. Go if I want to and stay if I want to. Oh, that's a nice stained glass window, but it's just never here for some reason or other on Sunday morning. Amen. That's a nice beam up there holding the roof up. Amen. Isn't that nice? But it just never shows up for prayer meeting. The roof sags in prayer meeting every week. Amen. Oh, those are nice glass doors, those new ones back there. And we got locks on them, you know, so it lock them better, you know. They shut a little bit better, amen. But they just don't show up for revival. A cold wind blows through in the wintertime all through revival, huh? Amen. Come on now. Amen. You already gone down the road and sat down. You're waiting on me, aren't you? Amen. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You already got the message. Praise God. You can't do it just any old way. No more. Never again. Amen. You become part and parcel of the house of God. Amen. What catalyst was it that furnished the, shall I say by way of repetition, the catalyst for you to get saved in? Amen. What incubator furnished the environment where you could get saved and grow up, amen, in the house of God and fellowship and comfort of other Christians? Why, of course, the faithful few. Amen. They furnished the catalyst. They furnished the fellowship. They furnished the prayer power. Praise God. They furnished the incentive. Amen. For that lady to come walking in last Sunday and got saved. Amen. Off the road, felt led to come. Amen. I don't know it. The people that have told me, man, you all got a revival going on down there all the time. Amen. Your parking lot's always full. Amen. That is the catalyst. That makes sinners want to come. That makes unsaved people want to come. Amen. Now you come in and now you got saved, but you don't think it's important that you come. You're in danger when the church has furnished the catalyst for you to get saved and grow up in a healthy, holiness, spiritual atmosphere, and you don't furnish the catalyst for somebody else to get saved in. Amen. I have doubts about your salvation if you never want to come to church after you get saved. You might have been looking for a fire escape instead of a place in the body of Christ. Praise God. Hey, amen. If you're saved, you'll care if somebody else gets saved. If you're saved, amen, you'll care if somebody else gets right with God. Amen. Now get a hold of your seat. Amen. This is just one of these times. Amen. What if you came to church and every time you came to church, it was 15 minutes after 7:30, amen, before that door was opened back there? Amen. The door could say, that's my own business, I'll do as I please. No, it can't either. It's part of this church house. Huh? Amen. If the door is open late, you'd gripe, wouldn't you? I had that very thing to happen. Brother Ellis Allen was trying to start a new church in Franklin, Ohio. Amen. And I had come into the area just freshly, amen, and I decided I'd go up and help them out one night. And I went up and I finally found the storefront where Ellis was starting the church, and the door was locked. Amen. Ellis wasn't there. And the one that's supposed to unlock the door wasn't there. And when Brother Ellis Allen got there, the one that had the key wasn't there. Amen. And he was so embarrassed because of all the times for Brother Collins to come. He came, amen, when the custodian was late, amen, and the door wasn't open, and it was 15 minutes late, at least, maybe more than that, before we could even sing the first song. Now, you don't have to be late every service. All you got to do is look at that clock and start earlier. Huh? Amen. If you haven't got sense enough to do it, I can show you how to do it. But you got sense. You just got a habit of dragging. Amen. My wife would be late to church every time church started. Amen. If I didn't stay after, amen, to try to get there on time. Sometimes I just drive off and leave her at the house. Amen. Amen. On evangelistic field, left her to take care of the kids and, amen, send them to school. And she was late for church just about every time they had church at the tabernacle because we wasn't pastoring anymore. Amen. There ain't no excuse for that. If you got to do so much to get ready anyway, you got to do so much to get your head combed anyhow, you got to do so much to get your face washed anyhow, you got to do so much to get your clothes on anyhow, there ain't no excuse, Randy, for being late. The custodian ought to be 15 minutes early, at least a half hour early if possible, amen, to take care of them lights that's out. It goes out between noon, amen, and church time. Praise God. Amen. You ought to get there just a little bit early instead of a little bit late. Hey, if that door was open late, you wouldn't lock it, would you? Hey, you're the doors and the windows of the house of God. You're the lights that shine in the house of God. Amen. You're the pillars of the temple. Praise God. My goodness. Amen. We might as well make up our mind. We're going to serve God and give it all we got and quit giving God second place in our life. Amen. Let's arise and build a house of God. I'm not preaching on the natural things. There's plenty of that needs to be done around a church with two big buildings and a garage and 15 acres and a parsonage. Amen. There's never no end of things that need to be done. Amen. But we got a lot of members in the Highway of Holiness Church, including men on the board, that's both blind and deaf. They can't hear nothing. They can't see nothing. And they're paralyzed. They can't do nothing. Amen. Praise God. It's time to wake up and get to work for God. Amen. I tell you what, I do better work with a herd of grandmas than some of our men are doing around the Highway of Holiness Church. Give me a half a dozen old widows, praise God. Amen. I'll get more done around church than some of our men that can't see nothing that needs to be done. Amen. Hey! Amen. We got a job to do for God, but I'm not preaching on that this morning. Just cancel that out. Scratch it out. Amen. I'm preaching on something else. Hallelujah. I'm preaching on, amen, you're needed in the house of God. Hallelujah. He's requesting the honor of your presence. Praise God. Amen. All the problem was in Haggai's day, as it is in this day, amen, they didn't have the priorities straight. Amen. They was building their own house. Amen. And God said, that wood belongs to me. The commentary says they took the wood that they ought to have built the house of God with and built their own house with it. Amen. So he said, go to the mountain and bring wood. Amen. All the wood's mine. Amen. If it cost anything to build a house of God, he said, I read it to you a while ago, didn't I? Amen. All the silver and gold is mine. That's chapter 2, verse 8. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. All your money is God's money. Amen. He only asked a tenth plus offering. But you got to watch these tightwads nowadays. They'll steal it all. Amen. And God will have to remind you that I could have took it all. It's all mine. All the silver and gold's mine. He don't ask much. He promises a blessing. Amen. If you'll obey God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. They didn't even have any church houses like this for 300 years. They never did have any corporations like this for 300 years. Amen. But they busied themselves about building the house of God anyhow, because they knew that the house of God is built out of flesh and bones, just like you and me. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And if we defile the temple of God, Him shall God destroy. When you get saved, you're not your own anymore. You might have belonged to the devil back then when, but you don't belong to the devil anymore. Who you belong to? You belong to God. Amen. Your Sundays belong to God specially. Amen. Your Mondays belong to God also. Your Tuesdays, your Wednesdays, your Thursdays, your Fridays, your Saturdays belong to God also. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says 6 days shalt thou labor. Heard a man the other day griping about 5 days long enough for any man to work, he said. 5 days long enough for any man to work. I said, the Bible said 6 days shalt thou labor. Isn't it an amazing thing that they could labor 6 days in the Bible and give God one? Amen. We're not our own anymore. Praise God. Oh, yes, he said, you dwell in your sealed houses and you let this house go to waste. Amen. So he had to tell them, the wood is mine and the silver and gold is mine. And in a day when they were agricultural economy, agricultural based economy, God said, mark from this day forward, when you begin to build a house of God, and I'm going to tell you this morning, mark from the time that you begin to put God first and let everything else go. I mean work, I mean pleasure, I mean making money, I mean things you think you got to do. No, you don't. You just got to do one thing, and that's die. And you better be getting ready for that. Amen. You'll come down to the road with a lot of sad regrets if we don't put God first. I don't have to worry about everybody here this morning, because if you went on a vacation, you'd find a church to go to somewhere. Amen. I don't have to worry about some folks that's missing. They're faithful to God. And I know if they're missing, amen, it's because they're doing the work of God someplace. They're either preaching, praying, singing, shouting somewhere. Amen. If you miss me singing down here and you can't find me nowhere, come on up to broad heaven. I'll be singing up there. If you miss me shouting and you can't find me nowhere, come on up to broad heaven. I'll be singing up there. Did you ever hear that song? Amen. If you miss me singing and you can't find me nowhere, just come on up to bright heaven. I'll be singing up there. I'll be singing up there. I'll be singing up there. Well, come on up to bright heaven. I'll be singing up there. If you miss me shouting and you can't find me nowhere, well, come on up to bright heaven. I'll be shouting up there. Oh, I'll be shouting up there. Yeah, I'll be shouting up there. Well, come on up to my heaven. I'll
of you shouting up there. Well, if you miss me, shout it, and you can't find me nowhere. Well, come on up to bright heaven. I'll be shouting up there. Well, I'll be shouting up there. Oh, I'll be shouting up there. Well, come on up to bright heaven. I'll be shouting up there. Amen. Amen. Nothing. Nothing becomes between us and serving God. Nothing. Work, sports, fun, vacation, family reunion. Amen. Nothing comes between us and serving God. We make up the, amen, the seats, the pews, amen, the windows, the doors, the very stones, amen, the wood, the vessels, and oh, to be sanctified, that we might be a vessel to honor in His house. Praise God. Amen. Jesus said, the wood's mine, silver and gold is mine. But He said, mark it down. From this day forward, you make up your mind to build a house of God. Amen. Go out, get the wood and bring it in. Go out and win souls. Influence people for God. Best way to influence them is to be faithful yourself. Amen. Influence people for God. And said, mark it down. From this day forward, amen, the harvest will be yours. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Man, man, man. You looked for much and it came to little. And when you brought it home, I didn't blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because my house is waste and you run every man to his own house. 18th verse, chapter 2. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider, is the seed yet in the barn? Is yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree have not brought forth? From this day I will bless you. Amen. If you'll be faithful to God and put God first in your life, the harvest will be yours. But if you don't, you're going to get in trouble. You know what happens when you're out of pocket too much in the body of Christ? You're fixing to be replaced. Amen. Somebody else is going to take your crown. You think God can't get along without me? Stick your fist down in a bucket of water and then pull it out. Look at what a hole it left. Amen. We've lost some people lately, but we've gained in finance. Amen. Does that say anything? Amen. I mean, one pastor said he lost several members but hadn't lost anything in finance. What was it? Amen. It wasn't much good to start with. He had already quit supporting the work of God before they quit. Amen. Oh, God. I'd like to be good for something, wouldn't you? Amen. I'd like to be found up and doing. Hey, young folks. Amen. These old guys are wearing out. Amen. There's a bunch of them's got heart trouble. They can't do it like they used to. Amen. Billy's hands are shaking. Amen. And all we stand up straight and we look strong and stalwart. Amen. But what we need today is when those old men are old, but they can't help what they see needs to be done. We need some young men that'll take the responsibility and pick up the load and carry it. But we've reached the place that destroyed Egypt. Amen. One general said, The old ones can't, and the young ones don't care. God didn't save you to sit down by the river, do nothing, and twiddle your thumbs. God didn't save you to sit on a church pew and say, let John do it, let Mary do it, let Martha do it. Amen. God saved you to be faithful to God. God saved you to be a witness. God saved you to be an example. God saved you to be a blessing that He might bless you. If you'll be faithful to God, the harvest will be yours. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. You look for 60 bushel and got 20. It's all there in the book of Haggai. Amen. You look for a great big lot of oil and you just got a little bit. Amen. But mark you, from this day forward, amen, I'm not only going to be full of faith, but I'm going to be full of faithfulness to the house of God. Amen. You're the temple of God. They didn't have no churches for 300 years. It's too easy to burn. They didn't have no corporations, amen, for 300 years. The church was in houses like Aquila and Priscilla. Amen. The church, amen, was in some public building where they would meet. The church was in a field or in a cave or in a den. Amen. But they, with that kind of surroundings, with that kind of opposition, they evangelized all of Asia in 2 years' time. No telephone, no telegraph, no radio, no printing press. But they evangelized all of Asia in 2 years' time. Amen. I'll tell you, you think you can't make the payments if you don't cheat God. That's the best way to get in such shape you can't make the payments. Amen. Put God first and He'll help you to make the payments. Put God first and He'll stretch the money. Hallelujah. Let's stand and let's pray. Lord God, help us this day to be found faithful. Oh, glory to God. Help us, Lord God, to stretch out our hands, oh Lord, and work. Help us to stretch forth our hands and build. Help us to stretch forth our hands and call for God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. As they sing, we invite you to altar of prayer and dedication. Amen. It means something to be sold out to God. That means nothing can take the place of Jesus and God's work in your life.